All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, so the Super Bowl has happened, and aside from me bitching and moaning about what a terrible game it is, I want to offer you my five big takeaways from the game. Now, these are bold opinions. You're not going to agree with any or all of them, but they are mine and they are how I feel. So I'm going to offer you these and then you choose which one you want to address the most. I think that's the best way to do this. Ready? No particular order. I'm not ranking these as to the level they will offend your sensibilities. I'm just giving you these in no particular order. David and Michael both, Roberto, I'm not even convinced you watch the game. David and Mike both, I'd like you to reserve your commentary until I give you all five. I don't want to see you jump at one of these, and then the next thing you know, you can't comment on another one, okay? Take notes. Here we go. Number one, doesn't Tom Brady just have to retire? Like right now. He played awful, but the team won. He goes out on top. I think there's nothing more valuable than going out on top. Tom Brady, when I was watching last night, all you could really think of is, don't make the mistake that Jordan made. Don't come back. He should have left when he pushed off a Russell in the finals, making his last shot and winning the NBA title. Tom Brady did not play well last night, but he made the best throw of the game to Gronk, and they won the game. Why not go out now? It's clear you're not the same player. It's not going to be good enough to only have three or four great weeks in a 17-week season like you did this year. You won the Super Bowl. Leave. Brady must retire right now. That's one. Two. Maybe we all, myself included, need to pump the brakes on Sean McVay a little bit here. Now, it's not a crime for Bill Belichick to get the best of you. But last night, you may as well have seen McVay pants down, bent over the knee of Belichick as he was smacking that ass with his play sheet. I thought the Rams were woefully ill-prepared for this game. The offensive game plan for McVay was there was no offensive game plan. And overall, the mystery with Todd Gurley, he's hurt, but he's not. But he's playing and looks good when he plays, but we're not going to play him for 15 snaps. Jared Goff looked like the most frightened quarterback I've ever seen pregame and played like it. McVay top to bottom once Belichick came out and said, okay, I know what you're going to do, and here's how I'm countering it. McVay had no re-counter. And then when they did finally counter it by mixing in a little bit of no huddle, they didn't stay with it. Or Goff threw that ridiculous interception. Maybe we have to pump the brakes, myself included, on McVay. That he is a very intelligent, very talented, very coveted head coach. But maybe we just need to power down a little bit. Because I'll tell you this, that team looked like they didn't spend 10 minutes preparing for this game. That's two. Overreaction number three. The commercials suck because you are too politically correct. That's right. Watching the commercials now versus 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you know why the commercials suck? Because everyone's offended at everything. And these companies can't make you laugh because they are worried about risking you getting offended at something. The commercials are no longer something that are worth watching. They're not fun. They're not entertaining. They're not engaging. They're not edgy. They're nothing. Honestly. I mean, even today, Doug was sitting on these airwaves saying that the Bud Light commercial was a little dark with the Game of Thrones theme. What? My God. Snowflake City. Come on, guys. The commercials used to be fun and edgy and entertaining. They're not, and it's a sign of the times. And look, you can laugh and you can say you only care about the game. Cool. But most people in this country don't care about the game. They care about halftime and the commercials. And the commercials are just like halftime. There's no musical act they're going to be able to put out there that's going to satisfy everyone. And nothing that they do is going to be acceptable because, look, let's face it, people just want a reason to complain and they want a reason to be offended. So much like the commercials, they can't do anything. I mean, think about this. People right now are acting outraged over Adam Levine's nipples. Okay? So that's number three. Don't complain about the commercials anymore. You did this to yourselves because you spend your days trying to be offended at all hours. And guess what? Companies have caught on and they know. They know they can't do anything remotely attention grabbing because some snowflake out there is going to freak out and it's going to turn into a social media firestorm and then it costs them money. Number four on my Super Bowl overreaction super list. I watched the game and I felt from start to finish, you know what? Neither team deserved to be there. Seriously. Like, think about it. The Rams didn't deserve to be there. The Saints did. Saints got outright screwed. They got outright screwed. And I know the Saints would have put up a better fight than the Rams. Now, the Patriots, they won their game. But I felt like it had a lot more to do with Kansas City losing it than them winning it. Dee Ford lining up offside. Well, you want to tell me that is the... Is that Belichick's greatness? You know, the Chiefs being the moment being too big for them and not scoring in the first half? Look, there are lots of things. I thought the Chiefs also got screwed on a couple of calls, too. My point is, I watched that game and I couldn't shake from my mind that it was the Saints and Chiefs who should have been in that game. And the Saints and Chiefs would have given us a better game. And instead, we were stuck with the two teams that really nobody wanted to see, one of whom nobody felt deserved to be there. I watched it, it upset me, and I just went, man, I just so wish it was Saints and Chiefs right now because this game sucks. And the final of my five-pack of knee-jerk Super Bowl overreactions is maybe the biggest one, but here we go. Last night was all about Bill Belichick, all of it. Belichick defensively against the Chargers, Belichick overall taking the ball against the Chiefs, scripting out that first drive, and then the Super Bowl. Defensively, having this plan, finding the weakness, and executing it. I left last night convinced more than ever that as much as I love Tom Brady and I think Tom Brady's great, I'm convinced Bill Belichick can win without Brady. Like, do I think the Patriots season would have been that different had Jimmy Garoppolo played this year and not Brady, like was Belichick's plan before Brady power played him? Look, the Patriots lost five games to five non-playoff teams, went 3-5 on the road. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. Brady, towards the end of the Kansas City game, hey, got hot. No doubt about it. But I'm telling you, I'm convinced more than ever this thing's more about Belichick than Brady. And Brady's going to go down as the GOAT. And Brady has a legacy that is beyond reproach. But I'm convinced Belichick, if he chooses, can and will win another Super Bowl without Tom Brady. If he chooses to stay. And I can't guarantee that we'll get to see that. So the five Super Bowl overreactions from last night and the game being awful or the worst Super Bowl I've ever seen isn't one of them. That's just out there. One, Brady's got to retire. The time is now. It's too perfect. Don't soil it. No one's going to remember that you weren't very good in your last Super Bowl. No one's going to remember that the Super Bowl was terrible. Leave. Leave on the high note. You won your last game. You made the biggest throw. Leave. You got six of them. Get out now while the going's good. That's one. Two, pump the brakes on Sean McVay a bit. Three, I'm convinced Belichick can win without Brady. Four, Super Bowl commercials suck and it's your fault. Stop being so PC and maybe these companies could entertain us again. And five, I watched it with a feeling inside of me like, wow, neither of these teams deserve to be here. I wish it was Saints and Chiefs. There's your five. Pick the one you've got the biggest issue with. 248-539-9797. We'll get David and Mike engaged in this momentarily and hopefully your phone calls as well. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.